The Osgood File, sponsored by Dell. To find the right Dell PCs with Intel Core processors for your business, talk to a Dell Small Business Tech Advisor today. This is Dave Ross from the Dell Studios on the CBS Radio Network. A Medal of Honor for repeated acts of valor 48 years ago.
The worst 48 hours of my life, and I'm getting an award for it.
Why it took so long, after this from Charlie. On Monday, President Trump awarded the nation's highest military honor to James McLuhan, now 71 years old, for what he did on a battlefield in Vietnam in 1969 at the age of 23. As he told CBS's David Martin, the moment they set out to take Nguyen Hill, he could see what was going to happen.
I knew we were in trouble.
He saw a soldier go down and made a 75-yard dash across open ground.
I went through the crossfire, slid in next to him like I'm sliding into second base, and I said, "Are you hit?"
Did somebody tell you to go get him?
No, sir. That's my job.
And when his commanding officer saw that he had been wounded and ordered him to get aboard a medevac helicopter,
I looked him dead in the face and I said, "You're gonna need me."
13 Americans lost their lives at Nguyen Hill, but McLuhan saved 10 others and was quickly awarded the Bronze Star. Trouble was, those men he saved looked at the Bronze Star and said, "No." And they filed affidavits to get it upgraded to a Distinguished Service Cross. But last year, when the paperwork finally reached the desk of then-Defense Secretary Ash Carter, he too said no.
He said the Distinguished Service Cross was not enough and said it deserves the Congressional Medal of Honor.
Of the 89 soldiers who fought for that hill, only 32 survived, 10 of them because of the actions of James McLuhan.
It's going to feel good that the 89 men that were sent into that slaughter are finally going to be recognized.
The Osgood File, Dave Ross, on the CBS Radio Network.